Gould here on the New South Wales Country Hour. Well, a Grey group is calling for a review of foreign investment rules that allows US investors to purchase up to $1.46 billion worth of Australian farmland without triggering scrutiny from the Foreign Investment Review Board. This week has been reported that in the past year, an investment arm of the Mormon Church has spent almost $500 million on farmland in New South Wales and Queensland, and those purchases have not been reviewed by the FIRB. Colin Bettles is the Chief Executive of Grain Producers Australia. He says that's a loophole that needs to be examined.
Well, at the moment, a series of articles on the weekend in the Australian Financial Review by the senior reporter Greg Berra has really exposed the loophole in the ability for the US to buy up to $1.46 billion worth of Australian farmland without attracting any scrutiny whatsoever from the Foreign Investment Review Board. So essentially this was a rule introduced in 2004 when the Australia-US Free Trade Agreement was signed, and there's been a recent acquisition of to about 41,000 hectares, basically an aggregation of aggregations of Australian farmland for $500 million that are now owned essentially by the Utah-based Mormon Church. So GPA's really just raised some concerns about the lack of scrutiny by FIRB. FIRB essentially provides advice to the Federal Treasurer on these matters, and it triggers an assessment of foreign investment, especially of Australian farmland, in the national interest. And it asks the question whether or not foreign investment is against the national interest. And I think a $1.46 billion loophole needs to be looked at in the current context, given this was signed off in 2004 when George W. Bush was the President of the US, and we now have Donald Trump.
How does that arrangement with the US compare to potential foreign investment from other countries?
Well, I think in some ways it's a double standard. If you think about going back in my experience to when Cubby Station was sold and also Kidman & Co., it seems that the alarm bells ring if it's potentially owned by some of the countries to the north of us, especially China. There's essentially a bit of a double standard in concerns. But so we generally had a positive trade relationship, overall diplomatic relationship with the US. So maybe in 2004, when this trade deal, Australia-US trade deal was signed, it may have been plausible. It may not have been seen as an issue. But I think we need to look at the origins of the funding sources, and we need to look at whether or not this rule is fit for purpose. GPA, to support that, has written to the House of Representatives Standing Committee on Primary Industries and Senate Rural and Regional Affairs and Transport Committee and members, as well as the Treasurer and the Agriculture Minister and Trade Minister, just to raise our concerns. And we think there needs to be a fresh examination and ask that question, are these rules fit for purpose and able to protect the national interest?
And the baseline trigger for the Foreign Investment Review Board to be involved in investments is $15 million?
Well, there's different rules for different countries, so that's cumulative as well, capped at $15 million for other countries. But there are exemptions given for other countries, or for the US in particular, it's Australian farmland valued up to $1.46 billion. So we're not against foreign investment. We just want to know whether or not the current rules around the national interest are fit for purpose and there's the transparency measures required.
Realistically, though, given that trade relations between Australia and the US are quite sensitive, I think you could say at the moment, and we have just change the rules, soften the rules about US beef coming into Australia, and clearly the government's concerned about, I suppose, getting Donald Trump offside and more tariffs being imposed as a consequence. So realistically, Australia's not going to make any concessions on this, are they?
Well, from what I hear from the Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and others, and the Trade Minister Don Farrell, is that they're protecting Australia's sovereignty, and I think that's essentially the protectionist racket around Donald Trump's politics in the US as well, have been very protectionist. And so I don't think there's anything wrong with the Australian government standing up for our own national interests and putting our national interests first, and especially when it comes to the level of foreign ownership that we allow for Australian farmland. And that protects Australian farmers, and that can only be a good thing and an opportunity to demonstrate leadership for all members of the Australian government. In fact, it should be a bipartisan approach, and the committees that we've written to requesting an inquiry into these matters. They contain members from all sides of Parliament, and also independents, and same in the Senate. So a wide range of views can be applied to a pro process such as that. And obviously the key question everyone's looking to answer is around the national interest standards that I've raised here.
And as you said, you have written to those committees, including the Primary Industry Standing Committee, asking for a review. What response do you expect, and do you think a review will actually happen?
Well, I'm optimistic, of course. We only wrote the letters on Monday, so obviously people have busy offices and they need time to assess these matters and talk to their colleagues about it. And these committees sit down as a group, the members of the committees, and decide their priorities. So it'll go into that process. So I think it's an all-round positive and a good opportunity, as I said, for the government and others to demonstrate leadership in this space.
Colin Bettles is the Chief Executive of Grain Producers Australia, and he was speaking there with Angus Early.